Hey, guy in a tie and all the science students over there in Ann Arbor, Michigan. What's up? It's Carbon Leaf from our Studio Central in Richmond, Virginia.
That if we don't eat well and get exercise, it could lead to a heart attack. But did you know that if you practice being unhappy, it can also lead to a thought attack? Welcome to Guy in a Tie. So hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode 169, and welcome to Skyline. Yes, you're here. And I hope you guys are having a great week and that you're being careful that you're not practicing being unhappy. You can actually practice being unhappy by giving into negative thoughts and allowing them to make you behave badly, to cause a lot of problems, to have a thought attack. So think about it. And that's the topic of today's Guy in a Tie, Schools in Session, later on in the podcast. But first up, you guys heard Carbon Leaf from Virginia. They are today's spotlight track. That means I'm going to play them second in today's podcast with their little shout out. But really, I'm caught in a dilemma. I really love Mayday Parade with Jason Lancaster, but he left the group and he formed a band called Go Radio. So I'm going to play today Mayday Parade and Go Radio. You guys let me know which band you like the best. Mayday Parade is out of Tallahassee, Florida. They have a new CD coming out next month called Anywhere But Here. And then there's Jason Lancaster of Go Radio with an amazing track, which I totally dig, called I Miss You. Well, which you like better? I'm going to play first I Miss You by Go Radio. Jason Lancaster, the former lead singer of Mayday Parade, is now starting up his band in Tallahassee, Florida, also called Go Radio. Hope you dig it. A Guy in a Tie.
Take whatever you can. miss you.
Hey, guy in a tie and all the science students over there in Ann Arbor, Michigan. What's up? It's Carbon Leaf from our Studio Central in Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, how's it going?
And we are urging you to study hard and clean out your Petri dishes and set your Bunsen burners at a safe but effective temperature. Eat apple a day and study hard and get straight A's.
Science!
Science.
So this is the amazing band Carbon Leaf with a track called Life Less Ordinary off their CD, Indian Summer.
Live a life less ordinary, live a life extraordinary with me. Live a life less sedentary, live a life evolutionary with me. Well, I hate to be a bother, but it's you and there's no other, I do believe. Call me naive, but I know me very well, at least as far as I can tell, and I know what I need. The night you came into my life, well, it took the bones of me, took the bones of me. You blew away my storm and strife and shook the bones of me, shook the bones of me. By the way, I do know why you stayed away. Live a life extraordinary with me. My face had said too much before our hands could even touch to greet a hello. So much for going slow. A little later on that year I told you that I loved you, dear. What do you know? This you weren't prepared to hear. I'm a saddened man, I'm a broken boy, I'm a toddler with a complex toy. I'm falling apart since the anguish on your heart. The night you came into my life, well, it took the bones of me, took the bones of me. You blew away my storm and strife and shook the bones of me, shook the bones of me. By the way, I do know why you stayed away. I will keep tongue tied.
Carbon Leaf from Virginia. Actually, they got their start in Randolph-Macon College in 1992. In college, the guys got together and they started the band called Carbon Leaf. And that track was Life Less Ordinary. It was off their CD, Indian Summer. And they've been the opening act, Carbon Leaf, for bands like Dave Matthews Band, Something Corporate, Blues Travelers, and Matt Nathanson. So those are some pretty big names. And how cool is that? They took the time to send us a shout out. To do your homework, to listen to your teachers, and everyone should listen to your teacher. All right.
I hate to be a bother, but it's you and there's no other. I do believe you can call me naive, but I know me very well.
So it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. You guys know Gynetide Podcast is basically there. I do the Clicker Challenge, I do school in session, I try to play five independent tracks while just helping students out with school and life. So it's now time for the Clicker Challenge, and later on in today's Gynetide Podcast, I'll play it again and give you the answer, so no betting or gambling. Just have fun and try to figure it out. Number one.
Well, whoop-de-doo for the O'Doyles.
Number two.
Well, color me happy. There's a sofa in here for two.
First time in an elevator.
Number three.
Okay, it's not that big of a deal.
Somebody help me! I got a bag of fingers here!
Number four.
Now picture that. But everywhere.
Number five.
Let me get this straight. They ripped out your guts and they stuffed them in jars.
And then they take out your heart as well. Oh, and you know how they took out your brain?
They take a sharp, red-hot poker, stick it up your nose, scramble things about a bit, and then rip it all out through your nostrils.
Okay, so that was a Clicker Challenge, and later on today's Gynetide Podcast, I will play it again and give you the answers, of course. So, you know, this is Gynetide, where I try to give you guys the best in new and independent music. Like Mayday Parade. They're definitely new. Well, they're not new, but they have a new CD that's coming out that's new. Mayday Parade is an amazing independent band from Tallahassee, Florida. They signed with Fearless Records and then Atlantic Records, so they're kind of like independent, but definitely kick it up a notch. And the band started writing this new CD in 2008, 2009, pretty much December. So it's been a project. They've been working on it. And the CD is called Anywhere But Here. I bought it, pre-ordered it. It's supposed to come out October 6th. I can't wait for it. Last week I played Kids in Love. Today I'm going to play The Silence. And I want you to compare that to the first track I played with Jason Lancaster's Go Radio. I Miss You. This is Mayday Parade off their CD Anywhere But Here with a track called The Silence. Hope you dig it on today's Gynetide. And send me an email at gynetide@gmail.com and let me know which track, which band you like better, Go Radio or Mayday Parade, because I'm kind of on the fence. I like them both. Here it is, The Silence.
She lies awake, the moon lights up the moonlight day. Another night she spends alone, without his touch, his skin so cold. The blood that's running through her veins, with every beat there's no escape. Lost in everything she trusts, still can't seem to get enough. Even though the world broken by the bitterness of loneliness, and I'm so scared of this. I don't know.
So there you go, that was Mayday Parade with a track called The Silence off their new CD that's coming out next month, October 6th, Anywhere But Here. I pre-ordered it and you can too. Go to gynetai.com, the mothership website, and there is a link to Mayday Parade and all the tracks today on Gynetai. Man, I really like Mayday Parade, but I like Jason Lancaster, Go Radio. Good, tough dilemma. I guess I gotta buy them both. I hope you do too on Gynetai. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. Take care of those thought attacks. Don't have thought attacks.
Teacher, leave us kids alone.
Have you ever had a thought attack? Be careful that you're not practicing being unhappy. What do you mean? I'd never do that. Of course you wouldn't practice being unhappy, at least not intentionally. After all, no one would harm his or her own spirit, at least not on purpose. One thing you've undoubtedly learned already in our Achieve, More is Better world is that the way to get really good at something is to practice it. So it follows that if you were practicing being unhappy, eventually you'd become an expert at being unhappy. But what do I mean by practicing being unhappy? Suppose, for argument's sake, that your goal is to be unhappy, frustrated, and stressed out as much as possible. What would you need to do? The only way to guarantee that you would succeed would be to think lots of unhappy, angry, stressful thoughts. Without them, you wouldn't be able to be as unhappy as you'd like to be. Because our thoughts are so closely linked to our state of mind and the way we feel, we need to think negatively before we actually can feel that way. If you don't believe me, give it a try. Just try to get upset right now without first thinking about something that upsets you. We're always thinking, every moment of the day. It's just that we're not always aware that we're doing so. Let me explain. Thinking is a little like breathing, in the same sense that until you see or hear the word breathing, like just now, you probably weren't aware of your breath. Thinking is like that too. It goes on and on, whether we're aware of it or not. The problem is, if we're not aware of the link and the connections between our thoughts and the way we feel, our thoughts can, and often do, encourage us to feel bad. This, in turn, can encourage us to act out in negative ways. Some of our thoughts are happy, positive, compassionate, hopeful, productive, loving, strategic, helpful, and or kind. Others, however, are negative, pessimistic, self-defeating, worrisome, angry, hateful, jealous, or harmful. I'm not suggesting that all your thoughts need to be positive or that there's anything wrong with having negative thoughts, but you probably can see that unless you're aware that you're thinking negatively and that your thoughts and negative thoughts are at least partially responsible for the way you're feeling, then in effect you are practicing being unhappy without even knowing it. Remember, you're still having those thoughts. Here's something to try. The next time you feel angry, sad, frustrated, stressed out, or otherwise negative, remember this strategy. Check in with the thoughts you're having. Chances are they are going to be right in line with how you're feeling. In other words, if you're sad, you're probably having sad thoughts. If you can catch yourself thinking negatively and drop these thoughts, then very often you can snap yourself out of a negative state of mind simply by realizing, oh, it's just my thoughts again. To do this day in and day out, I catch myself having thought attacks all the time in my car, the shower, on airplanes, and elsewhere. I'll be mentally rehearsing some upcoming event and thinking about how bad it's going to be when all of a sudden It's as if I wake up and say to myself, wow, there you go again. My thoughts are making me worried. Once you see that your thoughts are just thoughts and that they can't hurt you without your own consent, it will be like a game to you. You'll be able to drop your thoughts, dismiss them, ignore them, or change them. Not all the time, but at least far more often. This doesn't mean that it's always going to be easy, but it sure helps get you back on track. I think you'd be amazed at the results.
Hey, teacher!
Doing the guy in the tie thing. So this is Kill Hannah with a track called New York City. They are alternative rock and roll band from Chicago, Illinois, signed to Original Signal Records. Hope you dig it. I'm Guy in the Tie. So there you go, that was Kill Hannah with a track called New York City. You know, they've been, they performed with Cheville, Papa Roach, Thousand Foot Crutch, Dashboard Confessional, a lot of amazing bands, Jane's Addiction, Everclear, Eve Six, a lot of bands, All American Rejects. And I dig them, I like their sound, I hope you guys do too. That was Kill Hannah, and I have a link on today's GuyNatai.com. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. So you guys know I played it in the beginning of today's Guy in a Tie podcast. It was kind of tough, especially number 5. And then I'm going to play it again. So no betting or gambling. Check your notes and see if you got it right. This is the Clicker Challenge. Number 1.
Well, whoop-de-doo for the O'Doyles.
Number 2.
Well, color me me happy. There's a sofa in here for two.
First time in an elevator.
Number three.
Okay, it's not that big of a deal.
Somebody help me! I got a bag of fingers here!
Number four.
Now picture that. But everywhere.
Number five.
Let me get this straight. They ripped out your guts and they stuffed them in jars.
And then they take out your heart as well. Oh, and you know how they took out your brain?
They take a sharp, red-hot poker, stick it up your nose, scramble things about a bit, and then rip it all out through your nostrils.
Okay, here are the answers for the clicker challenge. Number one, click.
Well, whoop-de-doo for the O'Doyles.
Number two, Pretty Woman.
Well, color me happy. There's a sofa in here for two.
First time in an elevator.
Number three, The Ringer.
Okay, it's not that big of a deal.
Somebody help me! I got a bag of fingers here!
Number four, The Fantastic Four.
Now picture that. But everywhere.
Number five, The Mummy.
Let me get this straight. They ripped out your guts and they stuffed them in jars.
And then they take out your heart as well. Oh, and you know how they took out your brain?
They take a sharp, red-hot poker, stick it up your nose, scramble things about a bit, and then rip it all out through your nostrils.
So I totally dig Guy in a Tie. I totally dig doing the Guy in a Tie podcast, doing Schools in Session, doing the Guy in a Tie thing, just trying to help you guys out with school and life, like today's thought text. If you have negative thoughts, switch to positive thoughts, and you're going to have a positive day. All right. So I played, you know, some amazing tracks today on today's Guy in a Tie podcast, and trying to figure out which track I want to finish it up with has always been kind of hard. And I searched, asked a couple bands if I could play the music, and the band that replied that I definitely enjoy is called The Hired. This is a track called Weapons Wired by The Hired. Hope you dig it on today's Guy in a Tie.
And that's where she found someone else. And now the party started and there's no one left to retrieve what she's taken from me, that girl. And I just want her for myself.
And it's so overbearing as I watch her move so steady. And she won't make her body stop. No, she won't let her body stop. I've been standing alone and you've been dancing tonight away. You've been moving so slow. I wanted to move the same way. Oh yeah. People like us use their bodies like exploding weapons wired. Never excusing why we're standing as we dance tonight away. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Take apart their academy by begging for attention. Yeah, 'cause I'll show you loyalty, but lust is hard to mention. So baby, just stare at me, encouraged to walk closer. And I watch the world freeze as I'm hit with a cold shoulder. As I'm hit with a cold shoulder. I've been standing alone and you've been dancing tonight away.
Dance tonight away.
You've been moving so slow. I wanted to move. Just don't let it take you, and just don't let them take you. 'Cause we're always looking, but we're never moving our feet. That's where the problem repeats itself. And that's where she found someone else. And it's so overbearing as I watch her move so steady. And she won't make her body stop. No, she won't let her body stop. I've been standing alone and you've been dancing tonight away. You've been moving so slow. I wanted to move the same way. Oh yeah. I've been standing alone and you've been dancing tonight away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you've been moving so slow. I wanted to move the same way. Oh yeah, yeah. People like us use their bodies like exploding weapons. Why? Never excusing why we're standing as we dance tonight away. Oh yeah, yeah, as we dance tonight away. As we dance tonight away.
So hey, thanks a lot for checking out today's Gynetai podcast, and be careful that you're not practicing being unhappy. You can actually practice being unhappy by giving in to negative thoughts and allowing them to make you behave badly. Your state of mind will affect the way you show yourself to the world. When negative thinking becomes a habit, you become that which you practice most. Teens can easily fall into this trap. The teenage years are often a time of insecurity and doubt. And those feelings can take over. Instead, nip your negative thoughts or thought attacks in the bud and choose to bring forth better behavior by practicing to be happy. And that was the topic of today's Guy in a Tie. I hope you enjoyed today's Guy in a Tie tracks, the five tracks. Man, Mayday Parade or Go Radio? I can't decide. I'm just going to go with Carbon Leaf. Thanks a lot, Carbon Leaf from Virginia, for sending us a shout out, for all the students who do their homework, to study hard, and of course to listen to your teachers. So this is Guy in a Tie. Do your homework. See ya.